Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Zachary. Pitching for the New York Mets, Pat Zachary. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ross Grimsley. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ross Grimsley. And now, play ball. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Spear. Mozzilli moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mozzilli moves to third. Foley moves to second. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dawson. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Dawson steals second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn strikes out. Two outs. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Grimsley, and towards Scott, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Montanez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is hit by the pitch. Parrish moves to second. Ross Grimsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimsley bunts towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to third. Spear moves to second. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dawson is walked intentionally. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Spear scores. Dawson moves to third. It's 3-0, Expos. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-1 in the game. Cromartie hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mozzilli takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimsley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Perez strikes out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-for-1 in the game. Montanez takes first base on ball 4. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-1 in the game. Stearns takes first base on ball 4. Montanez moves to second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner takes first base on ball 4. Montanez moves to third. Stearns moves to second. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a fly ball into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Montanez tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, Expos. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stearns moves to third. Hebner moves to second. Gil Flores pinch hits for Pat Zachary. Gil Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stearns scores. Hebner scores. Flynn moves to third. It's Mets, 3, Expos, 3. Stan Bonson now pitching. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mozilli is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Scott now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Spear hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stearns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dawson hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-2 in the game. Cromartie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cromartie moves to second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Perez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cromartie scores. Valentine moves to third. It's 4-3, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hebner hits a pop-up towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Youngblood takes first base on ball 4. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bruce Boisclair pinch hits for Mike Scott. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flynn moves to third. Kelvin Chapman pinch runs for Bruce Boisclair. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mozilli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flynn scores. Chapman moves to third. It's Mets, 4, Expos, 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mozilli. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Mozilli steals second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-3 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Dwight Bernard now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 4. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bonson, and towards Spear, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Montanez hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Stearns hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Youngblood. Cromartie reaches second base with a double. Scott moves to third. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Perez hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 4. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Youngblood hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Dwight Bernard. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Flynn moves to third. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mozzilli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flynn scores. Hodges moves to second. It's 5-4, Mets. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-4 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Dale Murray now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Saleta pinch hits for Chris Spear. Tony Saleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saleta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 4. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Mason now playing shortstop. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-4 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. David Palmer now pitching. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Montanez. The throw from Carter and he is out, Scott applying the tag. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Stearns is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White pinch hits for David Palmer. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. White reaches second base with a double. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dawson takes first base on ball 4. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White moves to third. Dawson moves to second. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. White scores. Dawson moves to third. Two outs. It's Mets, 5, Expos, 5. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dawson scores. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 6, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.